New owners of a downtown grocery store hope to complete the bulk of their renovation in the next 3 months. Afterward, area customers can expect to see improvements in product and service at Foodland IGA. Meanwhile, an adjacent hardware store is closing up shop. Good Hardware is liquidating its inventory before the current owner moves on to his next venture on another side of the building.
Well, I'm supposed to close here on the 21st of March.
Craig Good is shutting down his store of 18 years in Foodland Shopping Center, but he's not getting out of the hardware business, not yet.
The new store is, they're shooting for early April. They're trying to get as close to April 1st as possible.
Good will be moving to a new, larger hardware store in the same building. He'll operate the store as manager, not own it. That's fine with him.
I didn't really see any reason to invest a small fortune only to try to retire in 10 years and still have another 10 years on the investment.
Which includes the expense of remodeling most of the west end of the Foodland building that is owned by the Juneau-based Rosenberger family. Good will have more space and more employees as he shifts from True Value to the Ace Hardware line. Missing, though, will be his longtime hardware diva, Terry Toon, who handled customer inquiries for hardware solutions and unique parts.
Yeah, a lot of people been giving me credit for being the go-to guy here, but she was a notch above me. I may have paid the bills, but she ran the store.
Toon recently took a job at Western Auto in Lemon Creek. Tyler Myers, president of the Washington-based Myers Group that owns Foodland IGA, referred to a confidentiality clause in the purchase agreement and declined to say how much they paid to buy out Good's business, but Myers says they wanted to keep Good there somehow.
We think Craig's got a great reputation in town. He's a very personable person, and he's got a lot of skills and knowledge. And I think he'll be a great asset to the store, and hopefully it'll feel to many people as though there hasn't been a lot of change other than the store's in a different spot, and it's bigger, and it has maybe a little bit deeper of assortment.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, wait a second. Let me give you this. This is your number.
Meanwhile, consultant Richard Rabb has set up a table at Good Hardware. Rabb represents Colorado-based G.A. Wright Sales, a firm that's in the business of closing down business. Rabb is helping Good get the most cash for his inventory and do it quickly.
Because we do this professionally. I mean, I have a retail background, but it's an art form to close a store and to make it efficient and profitable.
Merchandise and even some of the fixtures are discounted every week. Rabb's promotion keeps customers returning until the doors close for good, at Good.
And the whole purpose of the contest is to have people come in often, because when they come in often, they'll find something else they're going to need, especially as prices change. So you may not want it today, but 2 weeks from now, maybe a different price, you may want it.
Bob Zukas was one of those customers.
They traditionally have had things here that they don't have in many of the other stores in town.
Zukas now lives in the Valley, but he used to come into the hardware store on a regular basis while repairing his older downtown home.
Things were breaking, and this was the most convenient and only location that I could get to quick and easy for a lot of that stuff.
Good says he started helping at the old Lyle's Hardware on Front Street as a college student. When those owners retired, he opened his own store.
A lot of people like to meet and interact at the hardware store, probably to a similar degree in the produce section of the grocery store. It is a fairly social environment. I like being downtown. I like rubbing elbows. I like being able to walk to the coffee shop. I like being able to chat with people on the way.
And Good says he'll likely continue putting out the coffee and tin of cookies for his old customers in his new store. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.